Shai Sella, and he will be talking about In Search of the EONR, a comparison between a static and adaptive end management approaches using extensive multi-rate field trials.
Okay, thank you. So we have to advance here. Yes, okay. So similar to the previous talks, we will compare the EONR, which we measured in the field, with two or several recommendation methods, a static and adaptive ones. So you all know that maize end management in the US is often inefficient, with the end recovery efficiency estimated at 37%. Some it could be higher, close to 50 in some cases, but still inefficient. And one of the reasons for that is that end availability is spatially and temporally variable. And defining the EONR for each particular production environment, for each location, for each time, for each management, is a challenging task. We have here three fields from Indiana from last year. On the y-axis, you have the yields. On the x, you have the end rate. And the dashed line is the EONR, the calculated EONR. And you can see that it changes from field to field quite drastically. So there is no magic number. There is no fixed solution for each field or for regional. So there are several end recommendation approaches which we could broadly classify as static and adaptive. So static approaches, and in this presentation I will talk about the MLTN, which is promoted for the Midwest, and the Cornell Nutrient Calculator, which is promoted for the state of New York. So static recommendation are static in the mean that they are fixed, the fixed end rate from year to year. And the MLTN is uses empirical response curves, and it averages into a single value, and it's regionally generalized. The Cornell Nutrient Calculator is a mass balance approach and also is regionally generalized. So if we look at adaptive recommendations approaches, of course there are several different ones, for example crop sensors or the PSNT, but I'm going to focus on AdaptN. AdaptN is a dynamic simulation model. It's highly location specific, in contrast to the regionally generalized static approaches. Okay, so the MLTN basically uses multiple response curve trials for multi-years and multi-locations and averages them into a single value. So for each field, for each management scenario, you have a constant end rate, a fixed end rate. The Cornell Nutrient Calculator is a mass balance approach. It's a static mass balance approach. So you have the expected yields applied by the grower, multiplied by the 1.2 factor. It credits N in the soil or N available from sod, and accounts also for N efficiency. And as I said, it's static from year to year. You get for the same field the same end rate. So adaptive management, if we look at AdaptN, it's a cloud-based dynamic simulation model, and it provides in-season end recommendation. It's a side-rest tool, and it was recently successfully validated in 115 strip trials in Iowa and New York. This analysis is currently under review. And we found that using the tool, we can increase the profit of $26 per acre over the grower rates, and while reducing 36% of environmental losses, simulated environmental losses. If you want to hear more about it, and if you're interested, come see my poster tomorrow, number 939, 2:30 p.m. I'll be happy to elaborate more. Okay, so the AdaptN accounts for the multiple factors that shape the EONR in each specific field. It uses a daily time step. And as I said, it's a mass balance approach, similar to the Cornell Nutrient Calculator. However, this is a dynamic mass balance approach, and I will explain that in the next slide. It uses near real-time weather data, high resolution, 4x4 kilometer grid across the entire Midwest, and it accounts for different soil inputs, different crop inputs, different management inputs, tillage, irrigation, manure application. It's very flexible in accommodating different fertilizer inputs, including enhanced efficiency compounds, and it allows different graphical outputs, and it is web accessible, meaning it's available through the cloud technology on your smartphone, your laptop, and you can basically check the status of nitrogen at your field while sipping your morning coffee. Okay, so how does Adapt10 generate N recommendation? So the tool uses the expected yield by the grower, and then it uses two terms, the N in crop and the N in the soil, which are simulated by the model. Okay, so these are dynamic terms which are simulated for the day the user generates the recommendation, so it changes along the season. It also accounts for credits from crop rotation, the soybean, and it uses two probabilistic terms. The first one, the future gains or losses of N, addresses the effect of future weather on losses or gains for the specific location. It's a probabilistic term. And the last one, the profit risk term, addresses the prices of fertilizer and grain, and basically addresses the asymmetric relation between the N yield, the yield and the N rate, or the price or the effect of over-fertilization or under-fertilization on the profit of the field. So, objective for the study, to compare the N rates of a static and adaptive approaches to the measured EONR, and then we use the tool, the Adapt10 tool, to compare the environmental fluxes, the leaching and the denitrification losses from each N application. And we have implemented this through multi-N-rate strip trials on commercial farms. For the Midwest, we have Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin, and we also use data from New York. So, for the Midwest locations, most of the trials, or all of the trials actually, 40 trials were on 2013 and 2014. For those of you who don't know, this was really challenging years with very wet springs, and it was a challenging production. For the New York region, we use 16 trials from 2011 to 2015, different years and different locations. And since we have the N rates and the yields for each N rate, we can calculate the EONR, so we use the quadratic model to fit the data, and then an R code was used to calculate the EONR, basically finding the N rate in which additional addition of N does not increase the profit. So, once you have the EONR, we can compare MLPN, Cornell Nutrient Calculator, and Adapt10. So let's look at results. We start with the Indiana and Ohio trials. So, similar to the previous presentations, the y-axis is the EONR, the x is the recommendation method. In this case, on the left here, you see the Adapt10 rate, and the gray line is the one-to-one line. And you can see that for the Indiana and Ohio trials, the Adapt10 tracks the EONR quite well and adapts to the specific production environments. And on the right, you can see the MLTN rate, which is, of course, fixed and doesn't relate as well to the EONR. If we check the economics, there is no difference in the profit between the two recommendation approaches. It's $4, but it's statistically insignificant. However, Adapt10 reduces on average 20 pounds, 15% of Cydrus N rate compared with the MLTN rates. So we achieve similar profits while reducing N rates. If we look at environmental losses simulated by the tool, Adapt10 reduces leaching losses by 5% and 17% of the gaseous losses, the denitrification losses. If we move to the Wisconsin trials. On the left, you can see adapt N versus the EONR. We have a very nice correlation. It tracks the EONR quite well. On the right, you see the MOTN rates, which do a good job, however, not as well as the adapt N. Also here, the profit difference between those rates is not significant. It's $4 again, it's insignificant. However, Adapt-N reduces on average £31 or 23% of Cydrus N rates compared with the MOTN. So again, we achieve similar profits with less N. If we look at our simulated environmental losses, Adapt-N reduces leaching losses by 5% and the gaseous losses by 7%. Moving to the northeast, to the New York trials, on the left, Adapt-N versus the EONR. Again, Adapt-N captures the site-specific conditions of the fields and presents a good correlation with the EONR. On the right, you have the Cornell nutrient calculator rate, which is less successful in predicting the EONR and overestimates the EONR in most cases. Here, the profit difference is significant, and the Adapt-N rates increase the profit in $27 per acre, and that's statistically significant. And we increase the profit while reducing on average £74 per acre, 37% of Cydrus N rates compared with the Cornell nutrient calculator. So we significantly increase profits while applying less N. If we look at environmental losses, Adapt-N reduces leaching losses by 53% and gaseous losses by 55%. So there's tremendous environmental benefits using Adapt-N rates, lower rates generated by the Adapt-N recommendations. If we summarize, these are all the trials. You can see that Adapt-N resulted in N recommendations that are closer to the EONR across a wide range of production environments, both in the Northeast and in the Midwest. And there's a good correlation of R square of 40 between the EONR and the Adapt-N rates. And if I conclude, in the Midwest trials, Adapt-N achieved similar profits as the MOTN, but reduced applied N rate by 15%. In the New York trials, Adapt-N outperformed the Cornell nutrient calculator with increased profits and overall reduced N rates. And we currently are using these results to further refine Adapt-N or the performance of Adapt-N towards the next growing season and the next model version. I have to give a big acknowledgement for the many funders which make this possible, and crop consultants, and of course the many farmers who implemented these trials on their farms. Thank you.
Questions? Any questions?
We had trials also in 2013 and 14 in New York. So I think the difference stems from the tools. The MOTN has its own way of calculating the EONR, and the Cornell nutrient calculator has its own way. And we found that the Cornell nutrient calculator overestimates the EONR under most cases. Of course. Yeah, so besides being an N recommendation and within season recommendation, you can also simulate previous years. I think we have now 5 years back, which the user can simulate. So it's also an educational tool. So you can learn what would have happened to N array, to the crop N accumulation, if I have put a pre-plant or a cydrus, what types of cydrus and when. So yes, so of course you can do past simulations.
Final question.
How do you determine their leaching and gaseous losses? You're talking about improvements with that.
That's simulated by the tool.
Thank you.
So that's not measured, it's simulated by the tool.
Thank you.